So at the beginning, the boy is getting ready to go out. He's in his room, putting on a tie. Looks like he's about 6 or 7 years old, and he's in his bedroom. His dog is sitting on a chair, and he has a couple of other pets. He has a turtle and a frog, and they're watching him get dressed. Do I announce when I'm turning the page, or it doesn't matter?
No.
Okay. He finishes getting ready, and he goes to put on his jacket, and he says goodbye to his dog. While he's putting on his jacket, the frog sneaks into the sleeve of his coat, and he doesn't notice it, or he sneaks into the pocket of his coat, and he doesn't notice it even after he puts the coat on. He leaves the room with his family, and the frog is still in his coat pocket, so it looks like the frog is going with him. His dog and his turtle are sad to see him leave, but he's going with his family. They leave the house and they go to what looks like a fancy restaurant. They take a taxi there, and the driver lets them off in front of the restaurant. He's with his sister and his mother and father. They sit down to eat at the restaurant, and the waiter comes over to take their orders. Meanwhile, the frog jumps out of the boy's coat pocket and lands in one of the musicians' instruments. There is a group of musicians playing in the restaurant for all the patrons, and the frog jumps out and lands in the mouth of a saxophone of one of the musicians. They're just playing music, and the saxophone player doesn't see because his eyes are closed. But then when the frog gets lodged into the mouth of the saxophone, the instrument won't work, because the player he can't get enough air to make any sound. And so they stop playing, and the saxophone player starts looking in his instrument to see what's wrong with it. And after a little bit, the frog comes right out, and that's when the musicians noticed that there was a frog in the saxophone, and that's why it wasn't working. Now the saxophone or sorry the frog leaps out of the mouth of the saxophone and lands on the musician's face, and all the other musicians are appalled. They're trying to raise their hands and plead for forgiveness from the people who are watching, because this has stopped their performance. And the poor musician who was playing the saxophone, he is so surprised that he falls backward and onto the drum and breaks it. And by this time, the other musicians are just they're in panic. While the musicians discuss with the restaurant owner or the waiter what has happened, the frog goes wandering around the rest of the restaurant, and he manages to get himself into one of the plates that's about to be delivered. He puts himself in a salad, it looks like, and he's under the salad leaves. So this plate that the frog is in gets delivered to a table, and when the woman is eating it, she lifts up a bite of food, and the frog appears, and she's terrified. And the frog jumps off the table and lands in a glass of wine on another table where a guy is making a toast, maybe to his wife. So now the frog has gone from in the mouth of the saxophone to on a plate of food to in a cup of wine. And meanwhile, the woman and the man who are sitting at this table, they don't even know that the frog is in the cup of wine. So of course he surprises them when he finally comes out. And everyone who's already seen the frog is quite worried, and they're discussing it with the restaurant owners, and everyone is trying to look for the frog and catch it, but no one can find it. No one knows where it is. Everyone has just seen it leave. And now here it shows up again. Finally, it looks like one of the one of the waiters catches the frog, and he's holding it in the air by its feet, and he's going to throw it out in the fire exit so he can finally get rid of it. But the little boy, who is actually the owner of the frog, is sitting at the table with his family, and he sees that the restaurant owner is about to throw this frog out into the wild. And so he goes up to the owner and he begs him to give it back and not to throw it out, because if the frog goes out into the wild, it can't survive. Well, the restaurant owner gives the little boy the frog, but he tells the family that they have to leave because they've caused so much trouble by bringing the frog into the restaurant. The little boy's happy, but his family is not too happy because they were having dinner and now have just been thrown out of the restaurant. So they leave the restaurant and they go home in their car, and the boy gets sent to his room with his frog on punishment. His parents say that he has to stay there because he's been a bad boy by bringing his frog to the restaurant. But the boy doesn't care because now he can be in his room with his pets, and he's happy, and he goes to sleep feeling good.